What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another awesome day here at the Make the Day Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Luther, and guys, it is beautiful out. I want to start by saying thank you to everybody who has been here on this journey, who has liked the show, who has left ratings and reviews, who has shared the messages that we share. I appreciate each and every one of you. And guys, do remember, the only thing we ask for is that you, if you find value in the messages that we share, or they hit home, or they share a lesson that you think somebody else needs to hear, post it to your stories, share it, send it in a message, whatever you can do, get it into somebody else's hands that you think it'll make an impact on, because that's what we're here to do, to share the impact that we make. That being said, I want to talk to you guys today about comfort, because comfort is a bitch. I'm just going to put it out there. Comfort is a bitch. In everything that we do, we find comfort in our work, in our lives, in our homes. But we also turn to comfort for when we're struggling and we're having a hard time getting through something. We have those comforts that we turn to soothe ourselves. And guys, a lot of the time, those comforts can be extremely damaging to who we are. You know, for me, my comfort, I'll be honest, it's food. Particularly, burgers and fries or biscuits and gravy, like that kind of stuff. When I start feeling myself, that's when I start going down that rabbit hole. There's other things that I've dealt with, alcohol, porn, you name it. There's been a lot of vices, we call them vices, but they're comfort points that we use to get through the problems that we're dealing with. But there comes a time when we have to say enough is enough, and we have to stop avoiding the issues that we're hiding behind our comforts. Listen, guys, I get it. Comfortable is easy. Being miserable is hard. But you know what else is hard? Making an impact on the world. Being the light for somebody else. And that's why we're here today talking about this, because we let comfort get in the way. We let comfort derail our mission, derail our journey, derail the progress we made. And then it's harder to get back into it. Right? I got comfortable for a few months because I had a place and I didn't have access to internet, and I was just letting it go because I didn't want to hang out at Panera all day to do what I had to do. I got to a place of comfort that derailed the mission that we are on to impact the world around us and to leave the world a better place than we found it. But if you want to make an impact, you want to better the lives of the people around you, you have to step away from the comfortable and you have to find the uncomfortable, because in the uncomfortable is where the growth happens. Was it comfortable starting a podcast? Was it comfortable sharing my journey on social media for the world to see that, holy shit, this guy fucked up so many times? You're right. I might have fucked up a lot. That hurt in the past. But once I owned who I was by getting uncomfortable and sharing the things that I've been through, I was able to connect with other people on a whole nother level. I was able to open up and be myself for once that I hadn't been in a long time. So guys, it's time to put down the comfort, whether it's the alcohol, the porn, the food, whatever you use. Hell, there's people that use the gym as their comfort. I'm not going to tell you to stop going to the gym, but it's time to get uncomfortable and take that next step forward. No matter where you're at in your journey. Guys, I love you. Have an awesome rest of the day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.